Chapter 10. Two Surprises. The next morning, Emma still felt very ashamed. She decided to visit Miss Bates immediately. Miss Bates was as polite as ever, but did not talk in her usual cheerful way.
"Jane is going to take a job as a governess," she told Emma sadly. "Mrs. Elton has found her a very superior family, with three little girls. It's only 4 miles from Maple Grove. At first, Jane said no. Then suddenly, yesterday evening, she agreed to it. But now she feels very upset and unwell."
Emma felt very sorry for Jane. When she got back to Hartfield, Mr. Knightley and Harriet were there.
"I'm going to London to visit John and Isabella," said Mr. Knightley. "I came to say goodbye."
Emma was surprised.
"I'm sure he's still angry with me," she thought sadly.
"Well, Emma, how are my dear old friends?" her father asked. Then he explained to Mr. Knightley. "Emma has been to visit Mrs. and Miss Bates. She is so kind to them."
Emma blushed. She looked at Mr. Knightley, and he looked back at her. Then he came towards her and took her hand, but suddenly dropped it. She did not really understand him, but she felt sure that they were friends again. The next moment, he was gone. The following day, news was brought from Richmond, which drove all other thoughts away. Mrs. Churchill was dead.
"Poor Mrs. Churchill. So she was very ill," Emma thought. "And poor Mr. Churchill. But now Frank will be free and can think about marrying."
One morning, about 10 days after Mrs. Churchill's death, a message came for Emma, asking her to hurry to Randall's. Emma found Mrs. Weston looking very upset.
"What has happened? Something terrible, I know," cried Emma.
"Frank has been here and had some news," Mrs. Weston replied. "He came to tell his father that he is engaged."
Emma thought of Harriet.
"He is engaged to Jane Fairfax and has been for many months."
Emma jumped with surprise.
"Jane Fairfax? You are not serious." "Yes, we're all as shocked as you. They've been engaged since October, when they were in Weymouth, and it was kept secret from everybody. I cannot believe it. It has hurt his father and me very much."
Emma began to think of the foolish things she said to Frank about Mr. Dixon, about flirting with him in front of Jane, and then about poor Harriet. She felt very ashamed.
"I'm very sorry, Emma. I think it will hurt you even more," Mrs. Weston was saying. "No, you must not be worried about me," replied Emma, understanding her friend. "I have never been in love with him."
"Oh, Emma, that makes me feel much better. Mr. Weston and I were very anxious about you. We always hoped that one day you and Frank might marry, and we were sure that you felt the same way."
Emma promised her friend that her heart was not broken and hurried away to think about this shocking news in private. She was very angry with herself.
"Poor Harriet! It's the second time I've done her wrong. She spoke to me about Frank Churchill first, but I still encouraged her. Why didn't I tell her never to think of him?
Just then, she heard Harriet arriving. Her heart jumped.
Well, Miss Woodhouse, cried Harriet coming in, isn't it the strangest news you've ever heard about Jane Fairfax? Mr. Weston just told me.
Emma could not understand it. Harriet did not appear to be even a little disappointed.
Did you have any idea that Mr. Churchill was in love with her?
Harriet asked her.
No, of course not. Didn't I encourage you to hope that he might love you one day?
Me? You don't think I care about Mr. Churchill?
Said Harriet.
What do you mean? Cried Emma.
I know we agreed never to say his name, but I was sure you understood me, said Harriet. He is superior to everyone. How could it be Mr. Frank Churchill? The man I was talking about is so much better than him. And you encouraged me to think of him. You said, sometimes surprising matches are made.
Harriet, said Emma slowly, are you speaking of Mr. Knightley?
Of course I am. I told you how he saved me,
said Harriet.
But you were saved by Frank Churchill from the boys, said Emma.
I was thinking about Mr. Knightley at the ball, answered Harriet. He asked me to dance when Mr. Elton refused to. Then I understood how superior he is to all other men.
Good God! Cried Emma. What a terrible mistake!
But, as you say, Miss Woodhouse, sometimes wonderful things do happen.
Emma looked at Harriet in surprise. Do you think it possible that Mr. Knightley loves you? She asked quietly.
Yes, said Harriet. I do.
Emma looked away quickly and said nothing. Why was it so much worse for Harriet to be in love with Mr. Knightley than with Frank Churchill? Why was it so painful that Mr. Knightley might love Harriet back? She saw the truth at last. Mr. Knightley must marry no one but herself. Later, Emma felt she could not be unhappier. Today has brought so many horrible surprises, she thought. I've made so many mistakes. I imagined that I knew everyone's secret feelings and could plan other people's lives. I was wrong about Frank Churchill and about Jane Fairfax. I have hurt Harriet, and now I have hurt myself too.